This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Any chance you sat through a graduation this week? For some young adults, it marks a time to start moving beyond the bosom of the family. We have an occasional series here on Marketplace called Safety Net Confessionals, in which our Wealth and Poverty Desk team asks for personal stories on the safety nets that have kept us afloat financially or otherwise. Here's one from listener Kurt Deutscher, a 49-year-old web developer who grew up in a low-income family in Oregon. He got thrown his safety net in the form of a graduation gift years ago.
In the spring before my high school graduation, my mother said to me, she said, you know, you're going to graduate from high school and I'd love to get you a graduation gift, but I don't have much money to spend on a big gift. And so I thought about that for a long time. And I realized that what I wanted was a get out of jail free card. I wanted a chance to sometime later in life just totally make some huge error, you know, get arrested or get financially in the dumps and have her come and rescue me, no questions asked. I had peers that had gotten into trouble in their early 20s and their late teens, and their family wouldn't come and get them. Couldn't afford to because they had other kids at home they had to feed. 7 years later, I had just finished working, teaching environmental science in the woods and was planning on going back to my apartment in California. And my roommate sent me a letter saying she got a new boyfriend and wanted to move in with him. But I had 5 days to get all of my stuff out. And I didn't have enough money to move. And I had car payments that were through the roof. I penciled out on paper how long it would take me to find another job and get back on my feet and have a place to stay. And it just wasn't going to happen without help from somewhere. I think I said, Mom, remember that graduation gift from high school? I think it's time for me to cash that in. There was a very long pause. Then she said, sure. My folks stepped up to the plate, fed me, and they agreed that I could, you know, stay with them. And I moved back to Portland at that point. Without my get-out-of-jail-free card, I hope I would have figured it out, but I can also imagine that I wouldn't. You know, I don't think it's the moment I cashed in the card that mattered. I think it's the moment the card was created. When I knew that I had something to fall back on, it gave me the confidence to take a lot of risks to accomplish the things that I wanted to get done. Knowing that I could only use it once, I couldn't really take it for granted.
Kurt's story is produced by Wealth and Poverty reporter Chrissy Clark.